All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Dying Breed Discussions. I'm your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. It is Friday, June 25th, 2021. Amazing day. One of my favorite days. So, all right, today is a pretty weird show. I mean, we have a lot of weird stuff going on. I'm telling you, this world is an odd place. We have the apartment building in Miami collapsing. We have John McAfee died in a Spanish jail after he was awarded extradition to the U.S. Biden has reached, Biden and the Democrats and Republicans, and yes, I said it that way for a reason, have reached a deal on the infrastructure bill. See, Creality has a brand new rapid printer out. And honestly, as far as news goes, that's about it. So let's dive into this real quick. U.S. news, where'd that... And to be completely honest, guys, this is my second recording of this podcast. I actually did one that's about 40 minutes long. The settings were wrong, so it wouldn't accept it. It wouldn't upload the podcast at all. So this is my second run at doing the podcast, and I'm a little frustrated with it, but it's not your guys' fault, so it's all good. Just trying to deliver some decent news. Now, I want to talk about the infrastructure bill first, because that's the title of this podcast is... Well, I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but a big thing I'm talking about is where the fuck is $621 billion? Sounds dramatic. But that's because the infrastructure bill only accounts for it doesn't account for the other $621 billion. God damn it. I can't talk today. I told you I was frustrated. I'm trying to get over it, but I can't. I'm sensitive when it comes to my fucking work. All right, guys, let's go into this, right? So on Thursday, Biden administration and a bipartisan group of U.S. senators announced a historic deal to spend $1.2 trillion over the next 8 years, right? So that's great. The craziest thing is we're going to get what we need out of the infrastructure bill. And they're going to break it down, hopefully, in this article, if the article cooperates and stops trying to reload on me. It's not. Okay, so we'll go to a different one. So the infrastructure bill is broken down, and $579 billion in infrastructure bill is going to be spent on infrastructure. Yeah, and I'll get the breakdown here. Let me get that real quick. I think it was this one. And don't get me wrong, like, I believe it's a great thing they finally got the infrastructure bill done. I want them to have it done. Like, I want things to start getting fixed. That creates jobs, it creates opportunity. It helps kids get broadband internet in rural areas and adults as well. There's nothing bad about infrastructure. I mean, we should invest in America all day long. Now the article's gone. That is amazing. I hope one day I'll clip my first, because I'm going to keep my original podcast and just keep it in the tuck for like a special edition, like, bring out, because I went crazy in that one. I went off. I went a little too hard. So here's the gist of it. The American people are paying $1.2 trillion over 8 years for the infrastructure bill. The Democrats, the Republicans, and the president agree to this bill. But the only thing is, the only things that are titled in this bill, as far as, or allocated in this bill on paper, are $579 billion worth of goods. There is a missing $621 billion worth of goods. That was definitely a sheep. Yeah, that's fitting. So my concern is, where's the $621 billion going? Who's getting that money? Is it student loan forgiveness? Is it paying stimulus checks? Is it paying for renter relief or housing relief? Like, what the fuck is going on with this bill? though. They pushed McAfee is already, that's how fucking crazy this shit is. The dude's already out of the news cycle. McAfee is killed. And I'm not trying to be conspiratorial here, but it's the truth. I did this podcast maybe 2 hours ago, right? Maybe 3 hours ago. I was recording this podcast and I went off my headlines. You know, I always go off my headlines, just what's important, what's going on. The Florida building collapse is taking front page news, and it kicked the death of a man who would never kill himself off the front page. They don't want people worrying about that story. You know, I hope one day, like at a party or at a business venue, I can play that recorded podcast for you guys. Now they're going, if there's a dead man switch on this guy, whether he has files or knowledge, that's going to be released upon his death. Man, this is fucking insane. Literally. And what we're going to do after this, after I read this, is we're going to go to this man's Twitter. He's a fucking intellectual. And I am truly sad that we keep losing people to hashtag suicide. And it's not that. It can't. It's just not. It's just when you look at the evidence, like there was Chester. When you look at Chester's death, I'm not saying he wasn't a sad person or he didn't have problems, but this, why did he only have suicidal problems or whatever after he was investigating something? It's just like, okay, if people die, like Kate Spade, when Kate Spade committed suicide, there was nothing around her name at the time. God bless her soul. There was nothing going around at the time that she was investigating anything with any kind of corruption or child sex trafficking or anything that would get her on the radar. She truly had a battle with mental health, and mental health won. So the thing was, I just, it's hard for me to grasp the way we're perceiving things, knowing damn well what does really happen in the world. So this is his pinned tweet, John McAfee's. The US believes I have hidden crypto. I wish I did, but it has dissolved through my through the many hands of the McAfee team. Your belief is not required, and my that was in parentheses. My retaining assets are all seized. My friends evaporated through fear of association. I have nothing, yet I regret nothing. That doesn't sound like a man who's going to take his life. In a democracy, power is given, not taken. But it's still power. Love, compassion, caring have no use for it. It is fuel for greed, hostility, jealousy. All power corrupts. Take care which powers you allow a democracy to wield. That doesn't sound like a man who... It sounds like a man who's... aware of the system that we live in. He's aware of democracy that we live in, and he didn't want to be a part of it. I mean, the guy is, first of all, this man's a genius. Let's just break this down right now. John McAfee worked for Lockheed Martin before he started the McAfee security company. You know, the McAfee security that's on every school computer, that's all over every business, that comes stock on most laptops or anything that you buy, partnered directly with Microsoft. So this guy's no fucking Joe Schmo. You know, he's a literal genius when it comes to programming and cybersecurity. So I'm gonna continue on, right? So there is much sorrow in prison disguised as hostility. The sorrow is plainly visible even in the most angry faces. I am old and content with food and a bed, but for the young, prison is a horror, a reflection of the minds of those who conceive them. I'm old and content with food and a bed, but for the young, prison is a horror, a reflection of the minds of those who conceive them. That's fucking deep. And I'm not saying deep people don't commit suicide. I'm just saying he literally has schwacked tattooed on his right arm. He said, one day I'm going to be suicided and they're going to tell you I took my own life. Do not believe them. I would never take my own life. And to prove to you I would never take my own life, I'm going to get Schwack tattooed on my right arm. I mean, I don't know how much harder one guy can go. Things change. Sure, it's the possibility of committing suicide is less than 1% in my mind. Look, I have a million followers, but I'd be surprised if even 1% bother to read my tweets. Ramblings of an old man lost in a near infinite Twitterverse, like tears in rain. As you may guess, I'm having a down day. He's expressive of his feelings. He's able to easily reiterate his feeling into a metaphor to you. That doesn't sound like a man who is not mentally capable, period. Now it's Jeff Bezos. This is June 8th. If space travel improves and becomes fashionable, perhaps we can abandon the planet we have so thoroughly mangled and seek fresh ones to trash. I mean, this guy's a fucking G. He's not some loser is going to commit suicide because he got caught up. It's just not in the cards. It's fucking crazy. Look at this. The intelligence of our electronic means of communication are evolving millions of times faster than the biological evolution of our brains. Soon our smartphones will have no need of us. Mere appendages wasting valuable CPU cycles for utter trivialities. This guy's not fucking dumb. Come on. Okay, last one. Let me make sure I'm not lying. Yeah, okay, last one I'll read for the podcast. And these are John McAfee's tweets. Official McAfee on Twitter. Ooh, Russ just dropped a song. Josh Turner just dropped a song. About to listen to those after this. I just kind of gave you an idea when I'm recording this podcast, but, you know. No big deal. It's coming out when it comes out, regardless. Okay. Here's the perfect one right here. No, okay. This is the second to last one, I promise. Second to last tweet I'm gonna talk about. Our government, in virtual secrecy, decides the course of our lives. We are not consulted. Protecting national secrets, in quotes. But there is no secret, in quotes, national secrets. There are no secret national secrets. Hacking now far exceeds the power of data protection. Secrets is an obsolete term. This is probably referring to the huge hack on the government. So I don't know if you guys remember, but earlier this year, around COVID time where everyone was scrambling, someone uploaded a virus to a company that the US government uses. They uploaded that virus to the US government through an update. And then, so literally every single file available, they were in there for months. They had 6-7 months. Because they don't know exactly, they're guessing when they got implanted. They're assuming it was like the first month of the virus. They're assuming that. And they've been, every document, they got to the DOD, they got to CIA, they got to everything we have on file and in any kind of server that's not like a hard copy or a local file they have. And we don't know who has it. Last one, John McAfee, May 28th. Governments spy on other governments. They spy on their own citizens. The departments within each government spy on each other. We live in an age of suspicion. It's only a matter of time before neighbors spy on neighbors and children spy on their parents. This guy's revolutionary. And I'm sad that I knew of him when Patrick Bet David did a podcast with him, but I didn't follow him after that. It's not like I looked deeper, and it took his death for me to look. And that's fucking sad. Like I'm now one of the people I despise. You know, I can only give him his flowers for the person he is now after he's gone. And I missed that opportunity to learn from an intellectual person and and tune myself off of what other people have experienced. And it's easier just to do it while they're alive, you know? But that's okay. Everything in life happens for a reason. I truly believe that. All right, let's go to the next one. These damn sheep are going hard out there. I got my window open. It's too hot to be closed, so you guys might hear some sheep. Oh yeah, Windows 11, baby. Coming, it got revealed today. It's supposed to be available for download the 28th if you're an insider, and then later this year, it's supposed to be like full on. It's insane. I mean, you're gonna be able to have Android apps on it. They got rid of the little corner bar. It's more Apple-esque, and I should say it's more Microsoft-esque because Microsoft actually designed a lot of Apple's interface back when Bill Gates and Tim Cook were homies. So a lot of the software and original layout was done by Microsoft, just on a different iteration of what Microsoft could have been. So everything Apple has is because of Microsoft. And if you don't believe that, you don't know your history. So let's go here. I'm just so distraught by the current state of this nation, just where everyone is with the way they, with what's important, you know? I mean, I get, we all have to live our lives. We have to make money. We have to eat. We have to have some kind of joy. But when are we going to rid ourselves of the people in our lives? In all of our lives, who cause it chaos, you know, like the things we don't always have to worry about. But if something happens, I mean, child sex trafficking, human trafficking at all, I believe is one of the number one issues in America today. It's real. It happens in every city, or at least every state. There's young women and young men that are getting taken, babies, literally babies, toddlers, young children being taken and used for organ harvesting is huge. And to be sex slaves to these crazy people around the world, getting stuffed in shipping containers. And I just feel like, I don't think it's real enough for people. I think there needs to be a legit movie directed by a big director, a big company that is all about sex trafficking, and maybe like a team that's put together, Taken. Literally, Taken was about sex trafficking, but whatever. Ooh, Ford Motor Company loses chief technology officer Ken Washington to Amazon. Bezos is padding that pocket, baby. Homie said, I'm gonna go get this bag. Fuck Ford. He said, fuck Ford. Let me go get this bag. They are crazy right now with the talent. What's nuts is, like, I swear to you, I could go back to corporate America and probably make a killing right now how bad they need people. I can't do it. Just morally, I don't want to be, I'd rather be poor. I'd rather do this to the day I die, trying to spread information and spread the way I see things to other people to hopefully enlighten their understanding of what's going on and be poor, than to go work for the machine and make millions of dollars. It's just not in my prerogative. You know, people have to understand it's okay not to make, we don't all need to make a bunch of money. The people, usually the more you chase after cash itself with nowhere to put it. And I mean, like, it's like, oh, I want to make $1 million. Okay, for what? What do you want to do with that $1 million? How are you going to spend that $1 million? Well, I don't know. I'm going to buy, you know, a nice car, a nice house, you know, maybe put some money away. If you're not ready to spend that money, like a goal plan, then you really shouldn't be striving for it, because then it's for excess. You know, it's for excess. You want things in excess. You don't want to sustain yourself and your family and, you know, stay out of the way. You know, It's just crazy. And to each their own. Like, I used to be bad. I love spending money. I love making money. I worked hard. I played hard. But it came, life came and humbled me. And it made me, like, after losing everything, and then not even to my own demise, I didn't get hooked on drugs and lose everything. I didn't get drunk driving and lose everything. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was literally stolen by people who wanted my place in life, but didn't know how to achieve it. They didn't have the mental capability to get to where I was going. So they rode on my coattails and waited until I had a weak moment to sabotage me and then steal everything I owned. So, I mean, with respect to that, but it's not even a negative in my eyes, because I got back triple what I lost. You know, you can't pay for a mentality. You can't pay for experience. You can't pay for the connections I've made since. You know, you can't. The things that were happening in 2018 with additive manufacturing and working close with government and military agencies and stuff like that, like, that never quit. It's like people wanted it to stop and it never did. It was on a back burner until I could get back on my feet. I can get my mind right after what happened. Like, it was a speed bump. I lost everything, and that's a speed bump. That's worth more than money. And we have to understand that currency, this fiat currency, that dollar, are people are killing over it. People are stealing over it. People are betraying their best friends and their family over it. I'm telling you, currency and pussy are the worst things for men. If they don't know how to handle, if they don't never had it, don't know how to handle it, don't know how to use it, don't know how to make it work for them. And I'm not talking about in a pimp sense. I'm just talking in a literal sense. Like, those things need to work in your favor. They need to motivate you. You know, an excess amount of vagina is going to make you lazy. It makes you comfortable, makes you soft. You know, real men hustle all week and earn it. You know, they for themselves, not even because their wives don't want to give it to them. It's just the fact that, or their girlfriends or whatever. It's just like the fact that some guys use it as like as a treat, as a reward. You hold on, I'm recording a podcast. It's all good. But shit, lost my train of thought. Either way, the way you treat anything that you like, or that's deemed important to you, is how much control it's going to have over you. If you really like makeup, or you like getting your nails done, or you like food, you like going fishing, you have to regulate yourself, because no one else is going to do it. There's got to be times where you tell yourself no, and that has to be okay. Like, there's got to be times where you pull back. I just hope it's not too late for everyone. I mean, we are in some odd times, and odd things are gonna keep happening, and everyone's gonna be looking for answers, but it's legitimately right in front of you, almost always. Okay, I've done my rambling for this podcast, so let's get back to some quick news bits. What? Instagram's finally letting users post photos from their desktop. That's dope. I was just on Instagram yesterday online, and it didn't. Let's check that out right now. Hold on. Instagram. That'd be an amazing feature. Watch it, not even like, oh, it's they're showing in the pre-release videos or pictures. Oh, that's a cool picture. Big ass tiger. Like, I love this art page. The art pages I'm following on Instagram. Yeah, so far it's not up. They lied. Or I didn't read it fully to see when it was going live. That's okay. Oh, speaking of Ferraris, I saw one at the grocery store today. Living next to Canada is wild. You know what's nuts is I live in like, it is like the most podunk, like old school town. It feels like the 50s in a good way. There's no crime, there's no traffic, no one's angry. You know what I mean? It is a beautiful town. It's small. There's no huge buildings. There's no entertainment really at all. I mean, there's a couple restaurants, grocery store, that kind of stuff. And right across the border, it's popping. They got 7-Eleven. They got Jack in the Box. You know the last time I saw a 7-Eleven? It's fucking nuts. And it's like right, it's right. I mean, I'm five miles away from the border or something like that as the crow flies. So it's just hilarious how different places can be when they're so close together. Like Eastern and Western Washington. It is nuts how Western Washington is compared to Eastern Washington. Just as far as, not, I'm not talking about climate because the mountains and stuff like that. I'm talking about personality. I'm talking about what people value. All that kind of stuff is completely different, and I wouldn't change it for a thing. Damn, what was that? I swear I saw an Air Force story that really, really made me happy, and I'm sad if I can't remember it or find it. Shout out to our troops everywhere. Shout out to the operators everywhere, too. Like, let's for a second think about how many people are in the CIA who are away from their families, undercover in a different country and have been for many years and don't get no love for what they do. They don't ask for any, they don't want any kind of attention. They don't ask for it. But this is me going out on the airwaves. I hope someday one of you guys hear this, that we appreciate you even though we don't know who you are, just as you fight and die for us even though you don't know who we are. Thank you. Thank you so much for being in a foreign country away from your family with no squad, no air support, no uniform, no armor, you know, no real backup. If something goes wrong, it's an international incident on your behalf. When you die, there's a star stamped in a wall. You don't get a military funeral. Like, you guys are the ones who truly protect our freedom at a level that people won't and can't comprehend. Now, everyone can comprehend the military and the army, the navy, all that stuff. We see it all the time. We're exposed to it. A lot of the stuff we see in movies about the CIA and the NSA and other intelligence agencies who have field officers is usually embellished or... that might be like a one case scenario, but at the same time, there's people every day who, I mean, I love you guys. It's my love letter to the CIA. You know what? That should be the name of this podcast. It was going to be, where's the 621 billion, but this is now love letter. This is going to, you know, the rest of this podcast is going to be reasons why I love the CIA. And this isn't kissing ass either. I also haven't had any issues with the CIA to my knowledge. So, I mean, I've been critical of some of the experiments that were done in earlier times. And some of the things that were done at a level in which no one in the CIA now was involved in. The agency, but here's the difference. The agency still held accountable for what they do. And they have to either admit or not admit what they do. But do you know what's different about slavery? Because no white person today was involved in black slavery in America. We all get that. But there are still white people who benefit from the benefits of slavery. And I'm only saying that because it's how it was constructed. I don't have a problem with you guys benefiting from it. I just have a problem with the companies. The individual person has nothing to do with their benefits. A regular white guy in the world may have a different life than a black person in America, but that's because America was literally built for white people. I don't know how we don't understand how we want everything to be the same, or we want everything to be tailored to everyone, and that's just not possible in a nation. It can that's why they have different sections of cities and different places you can go and do stuff, because to tailor the law and everything, I mean, it should be a certain way, but realistically the original design wasn't. So let's get that on the table. Second, I'm just staring at the CIA website. But second, we are making progress and no one wants to talk about the positives. I have a problem with that. We are making headway in all kinds of different fields of equality. No one's talking about that. We always want to talk about the negative. Well, this is great, but you know what really grinds my gears? No, fuck that. You know what really grinds my gears is the fact that you're still bitching and not saying, okay, we've made it here. Let's take a breath. Let's acknowledge this moment as a nation and let's keep driving forward. Because honestly, I believe in reparations, but I don't think it should be paid out of the American tax dollar. It should be paid out of the taxes from any company involved in slavery who made money in slavery from any point from then until now, whether the company was dissolved and re-picked up under a different name or whatever. The companies that made money, because you can't do nothing about the individual family. They're dead. Unless that individual family started or owned a business. You know, we go after the business to pay for reparations. But and think about this. You want every person to instantly have a check right now. I don't think the American people would benefit from the black community just getting money. Because first of all, half America doesn't even know anything about finances now. So you give a bunch of people money, they're going to blow it. It's going to be over. And then there's going to be literally no more crying about slavery after we pay you this cash. Because that's how I would do it personally. If I'm paying for something and I'm giving reparations, like, all right, it's done. It's over with. You're paid. We've acknowledged it. We're never talking about this again. Things are in the motion. So if money is that important to everyone, I definitely don't want to be a part of it. Because it's not, I'd rather have free financial education to all black people, or a free college tuition to all black people, or debt forgiveness and a credit score reset. The things that are actually going to move people forward, changing the laws on loans and business loans, getting car loans. That's the kind of stuff we need. Financial education, that so we can be on Wall Street too. So we can own a football team too. So we can mingle in the ambiance of these millionaires and billionaires because we speak the same fucking language, so that we're educated enough that they can't look down on people because they don't know anything about true wealth and how to maintain it. But back to CIA, there's really not much to say, honestly. The CIA was started in 1947 after, what was it, the special, what the fuck was it? I think it was the OSS. They fought in World War II. American OSS, I think it was the OSS. Yep, Office of Strategic Services. It was made after that. It was dissolved in 1945, and then the CIA was picked up in 1947. And the start of the CIA, the origin of the CIA, is shaky. Some experiments they did in the 60s, 70s are shaky. But the thing at the end of the day, they were competing with what was going on around the world. There are people everywhere way more evil than we are. Trust me, I've seen a fucking dog boiled alive in China. So I've never seen an American boil a dog alive on a street market. I mean, there's bad people, trust me, that abuse dogs, throw them off cliffs and all that dumb shit. And everyone hates them. But we even passed a law that you can't abuse animals. It's a felony now. I mean, there's other countries who just don't see life of certain things of any value, which allows them to deter the negative effects of seeing life in human life easier for them. I mean, At the end of the day, do your own research. I'm an idiot. I don't lie, but I'm an idiot. Always fact check me. If you don't think something's real, check it, look it up. If you think something's real, still check it, look it up. I mean, I just want people to take the picture that's in front of them and realize something can be done about everything. It depends on how much you want to sacrifice for or how much effort you want to put into it. Do you want to change something bad enough? Sure. Well, tweeting and posting on Facebook's not going to get it done. You know, it looks silly when people are tweeting and hashtagging stuff. That's if it's not for awareness. It's sure. Oh, well, we get people canceled. We do that. Yeah, that's no effect on anything of importance. Absolutely no effect. And I hope everyone is okay with that notion. Your voice means shit online when it comes to serious things. There are people who will put you under for what you say online, for serious or non-serious things. But you one person speaking up about one thing and arguing with no action behind it on social media does absolutely nothing for any cause. I hope everyone spends time fighting for what they believe in and trying to make the world a better place for our children, for our future grandchildren. I mean, there is, for whatever you care about, you know. But if you're one of those people that just want to see the world burn, you know, you go on Facebook, all you want is the drama. You go on Twitter, all you want is the drama. Like, what are you doing? What have you accomplished? This is the brokest I've been as an adult through my entire adulthood. So since 2010, these last 3 years are the poorest I've ever been. And I've accomplished almost more now than I did before. I made the first 3D printable 19 and 2011 pistols in the world. There's no one who can take that from me. There's no one else who has made them. There's no one else who has a 3D printable 1911 or 2011 pistol in the entire world. There's 8 billion people on this planet. And I can claim a first. So the thing is, we have to remember that we have to gauge ourselves by our capabilities and what we want and where we want to go. But don't be out here strutting and out here trying to flash shit when you're not doing anything of importance. And people who even listen to the podcast, this probably isn't going to apply to you, but let this put you in the mind state that these people out here ain't shit. These people may be driving a brand new car while you're driving a busted car, but it's paid for. Those other people ain't shit compared to what you got going on, because you're like, okay, I'm going to save my money. I'm going to invest in myself and my business. I don't need a flashy thing to make me feel good, because I already feel good about who I am. I'm not gonna go to the bar and spend $300 trying to make friends, because I already have the friends I need. You know what I mean? Like, you guys have to think of it from that respect. I'm not talking at you. I'm talking for you, with you. There are people out here who will talk shit about what you're doing in a positive manner. You're doing everything right. And people will say something just to try to get you down because they're afraid of your potential. Don't allow them to rob you of that. Ever. You know how many people tell me this shit wouldn't work? 3D printing wouldn't work? Oh, that's plastic. How's that gonna be a gun? How is that gonna be a robot? How's that gonna replace titanium? How is that gonna be sold? You know what I mean? Like, don't question me. Like, what do you try to poke holes in my, like, what plan do you have? You know, I've been designing shit left and right. I've just, so far the 1911, 2011s have landed pretty well. I'm revealing the next version on July 4th. That's gonna be a bigger hit. I've simplified the design, and that's about all I can say. And it's beautiful, and I cannot wait. I'm trying to get it animated right now to where all my parts, the parts that I've designed, will go together and fit. Like in a little animated thing, so it's like a way for me to advertise. But guys, you're doing everything fine. You have a voice in your head. You have intuition. You have gut feelings. Follow them. Start listening to them. Feed them. Starve yourself. Listen. You have a higher self in you, not on some mystical or spiritual shit. But just realistically, there is something in you you don't know about that tells you when something's wrong. That one time someone's looking at you, you turn around and you see them staring at you. Or you're walking down somewhere dark on the way home and there is someone following you. Your body is its own entity. Your consciousness is different than that. You're renting this vessel. Trust it. You are in that body for a reason. Love yourself the way you look, the way you are. Like, I can't stress this enough. If you're telling your body that it's not good enough, if your mind is telling you that you're not good enough in the way you look, it's a trick. It's trying to, I don't know what it's trying to do, but it's trying to do something negative. No matter who you are, what you are, the position you're in, the body you're in, the mind state you're in, can be improved, but it doesn't need it. You don't need that to be beautiful. You don't need that to be pretty. You don't need that to be desirable. You know, how you treat others makes you desirable. How you treat people who can't do anything for you is desirable. That's what makes you desirable. These people don't know shit. Most of these people don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. Don't let those people dictate your future. All right, guys. Wait. It's June 25th. It's one of my favorite people's birthday in the whole world. I'm not going to say her name on the pod because she'll probably stab me with a kitchen knife. But one of the most amazing women was born today. Happy birthday. Happy 27th birthday. I hope you have a great day. I don't know if you're working that day or not. Oh yeah, you are. You told me you were. So enjoy yourself. Know you've been immortalized on this podcast. You know exactly who you are. My favorite girl in the whole world. She's a trip. I don't even know. She's probably not going to listen to this, to be honest with you. She doesn't even like me. She likes me, but she doesn't like me. It's crazy. Anyway, I'm ending it. Happy birthday. I'm thinking about you. Thank you for listening. This has been a Dying Breed discussion. I'm your host, Lewis Blaine Anderson. Until next Friday, hug your mom, call your mom, text your mom. If you're not close to your mom, do all those things for your father. If both your parents aren't in your life, do it to yourself. Love yourself, or nobody else will. Good night. No, you hang up. Aw, no, you hang up. Okay, bye. Okay, guys, it's post-production Lewis here. I made a huge mistake. It is her 28th birthday. So I was like saying 27th yesterday. I was a little flustered. I'm trying to make an excuse for getting her age wrong. So, after I got done with the podcast last night, I was trying to upload it. It had tons of issues. Actually, I had to convert the video. Like with the album art over to a different file just to get it to upload to my regular file. So right now, this isn't even out yet. The file is still being uploaded to YouTube. It's actually uploading to Anchor right now as well. So I'm 36% done there on Anchor, and I'm 68% done on YouTube. So post-production Lewis says, thank you for being patient with me. Thank you for every listen to the podcast. It does help me know to keep doing it. I mean, even if one person listens, that's my reason to keep going. So post-production Lewis thanks you. Post-production Lewis loves you. And again, June 25th, happy birthday to the most wonderful woman in the world who likes to argue about dumb shit but is super hot and deals with me. So, you know, she's gonna hate this. It's gonna be hilarious. Like, I'm probably gonna get in trouble for this. I shit you not, I might end up with that Mercedes truck instead of a Escalade. We'll see. It's all for jokes though, guys. I mean, While I am serious about most of the stuff I talk about on the podcast, I love to be funny. I'm looking for a new podcast mate, and I think I found one, actually. So, one of my best friends in the entire world, actually my only best friend in the entire world, her and her sisters are probably going to hop in and do a couple podcasts with me to kind of help me out and give me a different soundboard. So it's going to be pretty awesome. There's going to be some fun stuff coming up this summer. I'm staying out of the heat, but enjoying the heat at the same time. I mean, with the pool less than 100 feet away, I don't have to leave the mountain. So, though I do want to get out to the lakes and stuff like that. Anyway, post-production Lewis is out. You guys have a wonderful day. Happy Friday. I just got a snap from her, actually. We'll see what it says. Anyway, enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Call your mom or your dad or tell someone you love them today. I'm going to work on an outro, too. I'm going to have a better outro next time, I promise. Later.